The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, John, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll take the kind of obvious question with some of your background. What was it like growing up watching your dad go against the Giants, going against Michael Strahan?
Yeah, dad played for the Eagles for 9 years. Grew up in South Jersey. I kind of understand the whole NFC East rivalry between all these teams here, and it's just some tough, gritty football. And watching my dad and Michael go at it twice a year was always fun. Growing up, staying up late, watching that battle go down on Monday night and Sunday night football, and I'm just happy to be part of it. It was a really special part of my childhood, and I'm excited to go forward, you know, implement my own story going forward.
As far as yourself, I know you play both sides. Are you more comfortable on the left or the right?
I mean, I've kind of split both sides, left and right, my whole career. I mean, I think if I were to choose, I probably would say left, but I mean, I feel comfortable at both sides of the ball, and it doesn't really matter. My whole career, I just always wanted to get on the field and stay on the field and, you know, play football, and that's what I'm here to do.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yep.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, John. Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
Can you take us through the process of how you ended up with the Giants? Like, did you feel like you had a lot of offers? Did the Giants call you, like, you know, right at noon, call your agent, like, right at noon? Like, how did that happen?
We kind of had an inclination early on, like, in the process of gathering information. Kind of got, like, a handful of teams that were showing a lot of interest early on, and kind of felt like the Giants were definitely at the top of the list. And as things went on, and Monday morning at noon came along, the Giants and a couple other teams were early to throw offers in, and I was really excited. The Giants really proved to me that they liked me a lot, and being close to home too. I live, my home base is just about an hour and a half away from here, so being able to do that, being in New York, you know, great football city, and I'm just so excited to be here. Really excited to be a Giant.
Kind of like Philadelphia, the offensive line with New York, it's not a place under offensive linemen fly under the radar. There's a lot of attention paid to the offensive line in New York, probably because when they were winning Super Bowls, it was great, and in the last 10 years, they haven't been able to figure it out. So how do you accept that challenge of offensive linemen getting a lot of attention here, and how confident are you that you can be a piece to finally fix it, and Jermaine too, obviously?
Definitely. I've only watched so much from the outside. I don't know everything that's going on here, but I'm just coming in, you know, a hard work and great attitude, and try to fit in here and mesh with these guys. And you know, I think we got some really good pieces around here, and it's going to take a little bit. It's only March, training camps, however many months away, but I'm excited to get to work with these guys, get to know them, and I feel like got a good group of guys, and we'll be ready by the time the season comes around, and I think we'll start really building that toughness and the edge that, you know, like you guys have been said, it's kind of been missing on this O-line for 10 years, and that's the direction that this team's got to go. It's got to start up front with this O-line, and we're really going to carry that on our backs.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you.
Kim Jones. Hey, John, how are you? Congratulations.
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
I'm old enough that I remember your dad's battles with Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
And I believe Michael wished you well publicly on I guess, Twitter or one of the avenues. What does that kind of relationship that your dad had with him, you know, and now Michael's the one reaching out as well to congratulate you mean to you?
Yeah, it's awesome. My dad and Michael, even though that on the field they were bitter rivals after the game, I remember it for years and years. And every year, Michael would always be waiting outside the team bus, and he and my dad had always chatted up after the games, and I'd be standing right there. And you know, obviously at the time I was a big Eagles fan, and I was always a huge fan of Michael, even though he and my dad had such hard and physical battles throughout the years. But it's really awesome. Kind of feels like it's coming full circle and everything. I remember Michael being generous enough to invite me and my family to his Hall of Fame induction in Canton. And that was really special too. And I know Michael's laughing and feels like he's got a leg up on my dad that he was able to pull me over here to the Giants. And it's a really awesome moment. And I'm sure Michael's giving my dad, you know, a lot of stuff for that. But I'm so fired up to be here and be a Giant and be over here in New York.
I really appreciate that answer. Have you heard from Michael since you were drafted, like personally?
I haven't heard from him personally, but I know he does have communication with my dad. So, I'm sure they talk a lot. Not directly to me, but I know they do.
I got you. Thank you, John, very much. I look forward to talking to you in the locker room.
Thank you.
Thank you. Howdy, Trina.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for asking. John, I'm also old enough to remember your dad's battles with Michael Strahan. And I'm just wondering, you know, the game has changed somewhat since your dad played. What lessons have you learned from your father that you have taken forth in your own career, and how have they played out for you?
Yeah, my dad played 14 years in the NFL, and that's rarely missed a game in his career, and that's not really by mistake. He's kind of, over the years, instilled a work ethic and attitude, and you know, just this sense of toughness that you're gonna be out there and you're gonna play for your team. And that's how I felt about playing football my whole career, going back to Michigan and being with the Packers and coming here. I haven't missed a game in my professional career, and that's something I take a lot of pride in, my versatility, my dependability, and that's what I'm excited to come here and bring to New York.
Did you also at high school or college at any point in your life, did you wrestle or do anything like to improve balance or you know, help you with offensive line play?
That is one thing that I did not do, but I wish I did. I wish growing up I would have did a little bit of wrestling in high school. But other than that, I played basketball a lot. That was one sport that my family really pushed me to play, me and my sisters to play basketball, because I feel like that's a great kind of game to transition to offensive line play with all the sudden quick movements, and especially like that for a big guy playing footwork. So that was definitely something I wish I did. I wish I wrestled, but I was more of a basketball player growing up.
Thank you, John, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll take two more, Art Stapleton and then Tom Canavan.
Hey, John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So much is made about the Giants-Eagles rivalry. You mentioned, obviously, you've been on that one, you know, that one part of it. But did it ever get to the point where, you know, when these couple teams were interested in you, that you looked at it and did the Giants ever get a mark against, or did you ever think about what it'd be like to play for the Giants because you were such, you know, you had such devotion to the Eagles?
That's a good question. I mean, not really. I mean, growing up, I obviously was an Eagles fan for a long time, but that obviously went away once I started, you know, understanding that there was potential of me being able to, you know, play in the NFL, and then got drafted by the Packers in 2020. So from there on out, I no longer have any Eagles fandom in my body at all. And I'm excited to be here in New York, and there was no marks against any team. And I just wanted to go to a place that I felt like I was wanted and appreciated. And I found that in New York, and I'm gonna try to, you know, give back to them and give them my all out there, you know, every Sunday.
Have you had a chance to speak yet with Carmen Brasillo?
I did.
line coach here. What's your impressions early on, and did you have any previous relationship with him?
I did. Met him in the hallway real quickly before this, and me and him have kind of a funny history. Back in 2019, he was with the Patriots, and he came to Michigan, and I was with my buddy Mike Onwenu, and we were sitting there. They were running us through a meeting before our pro day, and as soon as that meeting was over, he let us know that our pro day got canceled because there was this thing called COVID-19 going around. So that was a kind of like where were you moment when you found out about that. So it was good to see him again, and excited to get to work with him and the rest of the guys in the room.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Last one, Tom Canavan.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
Good. I'm not as old as Kim or Patty, so you don't have to worry about me talking about Strahan. Quick question, though. I mean, was there any hesitation about coming to a team that gave up 85 sacks last year?
No, there's no hesitation in that. There's not much I can do to, you know, change what's happened in the past. I'm kind of just focused on going forward on here and, you know, building this team and this unit. You know, Daniel Jones, when he's on his feet and he's healthy, he's a dangerous quarterback, and I think he showed that 2 years ago. So keeping him on his feet and healthy, getting this run game going, and that's going to start up front. And I think that's a really big responsibility that you have is, you know, when you decide to play the offensive line position. So we're going to take a lot of pride in that. We're going to work hard every day and just try to get better and do whatever we can to make this Giant team go forward and, you know, win the NFC East. And that's our goal, get in the playoffs.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.